Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. I'm Brother Gregory, and we're talking again about the Kingdom of God. And the Kingdom of God, God is King. God is your King. God is your ruler. He rules in your heart and in your mind, and He guides you in a particular way. It's different than the way many kings, many rulers, many governments operate. If you're really following the teachings of Christ, there are certain things you would do and certain things that you would not do. And we see the early Christians making that choice. They didn't just believe in Jesus. They repented and believed. They changed the way they were going. And we've talked in previous shows about what that way looked like. There was this way of Corban. Well, Corban was actually a welfare system. Rome had it. Many of the city-states had it, where you paid in a certain amount of money, they put it into a treasury. Sometimes the treasuries were very localized, sometimes they were very centralized. There was a common purse treasury, which Proverbs talks about, which is bad, runs towards death, runs towards wickedness and iniquity. And then there is the local purse, which is in your pocket, in the hands of your immediate minister. But he's also connected with other ministers all over the world. They live in the world, but not of the world. In the constitutional orders and systems of government, that's what the word world means, often used in the biblical text. It comes from a word that means just that. But we translate world and we think they're talking about the planet. Well, they're not always talking about the planet. If they're using that particular word, they're talking about the system, the organized system that men make for themselves. And they make it based on the law of God, which is the law of contract, the law of consent. That's why in Proverbs it tells you, consent not if sinners entice thee, to say, come, let us lay and lurk for blood privately. That means secretly. What do they mean? That you create systems where you take a bite out of one another, that you devour one another, you devour widows' houses, and you use men, you elect men who call themselves benefactors, but they exercise authority. That system does not lend itself to love. It lends itself to power and control and tyranny and despotism, which is what the Bible is talking about. If you elect a Saul, which is called a rejection of God back in Samuel 8, he's going to end up taking and taking and taking and taking your sons and daughters and the first fruits of your labor, and he's going to do all this, and you're going to cry out, and God's not even going to hear you because you chose to go another way. Christ came preaching the way of God, the way that Moses originally talked about, the way that Abraham was really going, and most people don't understand what that is. I'm always amazed how there was a large religious group known as the Essenes. And they weren't a homogeneous group. They had a variety of different views, but they had certain common thread that you would find in them. And Josephus writes about them. And they were around for about 300 years before Christ. They didn't call themselves even Essenes. Nobody even really knows where that term Essenes even comes from. There's about 60 different versions of why they think that some were called Essenes, but today we call them Essenes. But they read the Torah. And they came to a completely different conclusion. I mean, completely different conclusion about how they were to operate in the world. The way in which they lived amongst each other. The Pharisees came up with another conclusion that was very, very, very different. And evidently came into conflict with Christ. So what was that delusion that they had? If it was a delusion, and of course Christ says they don't understand Moses. That's why they don't understand me. They don't know what I'm saying. They don't agree with what I'm saying because they really don't agree with Moses. Yet they claimed they did. And that's what we have today. Many Christians claim they believe in Christ, but they didn't hear what he said. He said there, Corban made the word of God to none effect. He said that you were to love one another, that you were like John the Baptist, not to take care of one another by force, as he said about the benefactors, which we've all covered, and we explain that on our website and free books that you can download and hundreds of articles and audios. We show you with thousands of footnotes where you can go look this up. John 9:22, These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews. For Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue, out of the congregation. Out of what? The congregation of congregations. Out of the welfare system of Judea. That's what they're talking about. They had a son who had been blind since birth, who Christ had healed, and now was confessing Christ, and anyone who confessed that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed, the Messiah, the King, would be cast out of the welfare system of Judea. They would be opting out by that proclamation, by that declaration. So they wouldn't say. They said, well, our son is old enough to speak for himself. And that meant that they supposedly wouldn't be cast out, but their son was cast out and Christ went and found him. What was he being cast out of? What was the change that was taking place? If you go back to Proverbs 1:10, you'll see, my son, sinners entice thee. Consent thou not. What had happened in Israel is that they had consented to a system where someone came up to them and said, let's all have one purse. Let's cast in our lot among us, as it says in verse 14. Let us all have one purse. My son, it says, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil to make haste to shed blood. These systems created by theocratic republics like Judea, like the United States, like England, where what England was actually a republic for a short time after they beheaded Charles I, but it didn't work out. Because it takes a certain kind of person to make a republic work. It takes quite a few of those people. And where you may have the intent to want to be free, do you want to take on the responsibilities of that freedom? Or do you want to have one purse and lurk privily? In vain, the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and that's what it is. It is a net. It is a trap. It is a snare to get you to covet your neighbor's goods through these systems. But that's exactly what Herod was doing when he set up his system in the Temple of Judea and another one in the Temple of Rome. But in the Temple of Judea, you would get the baptism of Herod. But those who got the baptism of Christ were going to be cast out of that system. 1 Corinthians 9:22. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. 212. These were reckoned by their genealogies in their villages whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set offices. What are they talking about? The porters of the temple were the money changers of those days, receiving the donations of the people. Now, you had to have money changers because it had to be in Judaic coin. But that's not the way it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a weight measure, not a coinage. There's a difference. Now, coinage often involves weight, like a silver dime would weigh a certain amount. But today you have dimes, and they don't weigh the same. You have pennies, and they don't weigh the same. And they're not made of the same material. Their value is based upon a declaration of a man. Yet all men are liars. So what's happening? Same thing that happened at the time of Christ. Same thing that happened at the time of the early church. But we don't understand it. We take the gospel of the kingdom out of the context of that moment in time, that history. And when we put it back in and start making sense out of this and realize that Christ was preaching the word of God that had come down to us through the prophets, we've missed it. People have come in, crept in with their ideologies and their theologies that have taken us astray so that we are not going the way of Christ. John the Baptist was saying, make straight the way of the Lord, which is the way of Christ. But what is that? Jesus came and said, Fear not, little flock, in Luke 12:32. For if your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He had said he was going to take the kingdom away from another group and give it to one that bears fruit. How does it bear fruit? How does that work? The anointed kingship of Christ. What does that look like? In Acts 17:7 we see, and these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, talking about the apostles, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. That's right. And by that, Colossians 2:14, we see he is blotting out the handwritten ordinances that was against us, that were against us because we had consented to a way that is not the way of God. A way not based on faith, hope, and charity, not based on loving your neighbor, but based on forcing your neighbor to contribute to your welfare through men who exercise authority one over the other. This is anti-Christ. Once the people receive the baptism under the authority of the anointed kingship of Jesus Christ, they were no longer eligible to apply for benefits from the government of the Pharisees because they were cast out of the congregation. Now there was another system they had to create, and we see them doing that right away in Acts. To tend to what? The daily ministration. Through the baptism of Christ, the people were freed from those handwritten ordinances of the Sanhedrin. Now they had to give from their heart, which meant they had to forgive and love one another. It wasn't based on man-made theologies. It was based on loving one another. This was the message of Christ. Citizens of Judea who followed the ways of Jesus Christ were set free from Rome itself because Christ was a king, a recognition sealed in his own blood. His ambassadors, his apostles, may make no treaties with countries like Rome, just like Hyrcanus had refused to do the same. But the Pharisees, they wanted Rome to come and secure their kingdom, secure their government. But protection draws subjection, and subjection, protection. So now we know that Christ came preaching a kingdom based on love for one another, where we take care of one another, like the church used to do just a few hundred years ago in America. All social welfare was conducted through charity and love for one another. There was almost none in the hands of men that could exercise authority. And once it's in the hands of men who exercise authority, it is no longer charity. But until you begin to walk in that way, the way of Christ, peace on your house, and may God be with you.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at hisholychurch.net.